This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
Well, hello and welcome to the Seven Figure Agency Podcast, where we're interviewing highly successful digital marketing agencies from across the country on how they've grown and scaled. And on today's episode, I want to kind of go a little different direction. I've got a special guest. His name is Dustin Heiner from Master Passive Income. And I met him in another mastermind that I'm in. And he's just, you know, really, really good at helping successful entrepreneurs figure out how to invest their profits to create passive income. And I know coaching a lot of digital marketing agencies, we're so focused on serving our clients. We're so focused on growing the revenue. We're so focused on keeping the profits that we have that sometimes we lose sight of the end game, which is the reason we run businesses is to create wealth. And I think almost all of us on here can agree, just type wealth if that's the end game, right? And you know, if that's the true end game, then we got to figure out what we do with those profits to turn it into passive income so that we can have the wealth that we all want. And so that's why I wanted to have Dustin on today. Dustin, thanks so much for being here.
Josh, thank you so much for having me, man. This is so great. I love a couple things. Number one, talking to other podcasters. It's so much fun enjoying time with other podcasters, but the business owners too. In fact, that's something that I love is as I invest in real estate, I find that when you stop being an investor, become a business owner, you make so much more money. But on top of that, you know, get in, talk to great people like you, hang out all over again. So I appreciate you having me on the show.
So good. So tell us a little bit. So like, tell us about your background. How'd you get into real estate investing and showing others how to do the same?
Yeah. So, well, for me, I started investing in real estate and there was a, like something that shoved me in the direction of real estate investing. So a quick story I'll share of what got me into real estate investing. And then that led me into helping other people. So I was taught, just like we're all taught, you go to school, you get good grades, and you take those good grades and you go to college or university and get in thousands and thousands of dollars into debt. And you get a piece of paper called a degree. You go try to find a quote unquote career in somewhere and work 40 plus years of your life and hopefully retire 65, 70 years old and live on 40% of what you managed to save that entire time. Well, I'm following that exact same strategy. So I get the most stable, secure job you could ever think of. I start working in the county, a local county government, doing technology in California. So risk-free, like California is not going away. Government's definitely not going away and technology is not going away. Check, get that. But I bought one rental property, one house that made me money in passive income. This is in 2006. And I realized, my goodness, this was the easiest money I made because I had other people doing the work for me. And I knew I needed to be an investor. But life started getting in the way, Josh. So we started having kid after kid eventually. And this is really what shoved me into investing. So we had our fourth child and I went on paternity leave. That's where the dad stays home with the mom, changes poopy diapers and all that good stuff and bonds with the baby. Well, I go back to work after 2 weeks of being off. And on a Friday at 3:30 in the afternoon, just getting back from work, I get a call from my boss's secretary, like the top dog. And she says, Dustin, would you please come to the office? And I said, sure. And I hung up the phone. I thought, why in the world are they coming to the office? Like, this isn't normal. And I've seen plenty of movies. Friday at 3:30 is not a good sign. So I immediately started thinking, a couple months before I went on paternity leave, there was some rumors or some rumblings coming on that there could potentially be layoffs in the county. But I immediately shook it off. I said, there's no way. I got plenty of seniority here. My boss is saying you do a great job. So there's no way I'm going to get laid off. Well, I get up and I start walking down the hallway to my boss's office. Well, his office is kind of, it's not that far away, but this hallway, that's a short hallway, but it kept getting longer and longer and longer. Every single step, it felt like my feet were like lead bricks because I could potentially lose my job. Well, I get down the hallway and I turn the corner and I see my boss's door. His door is closed and I see his secretary there, super sweet, nice old lady. And she says, Dustin, would you please have a seat? And she's kind of sheepishly grinning at me, kind of console me with her eyes because she knows everything about what's going on. I know nothing about what's going on. So I take my seat and I start thinking about my life. This entire plan that I was told to follow, did I just waste my life doing this if I get laid off right now? And I'm like, oh my goodness, we just had our fourth child. If I can't feed my family, does that make me a failure as a father? Does that make me a failure as a husband, as a man trying to provide for his family? Well, as I'm sitting there, my hands get all clammy. My forehead gets all sweaty because the nerves are just crushing down on me. Well, the door to my boss's office opens up, and out walks her coworker of mine with a piece of paper in her hands. She's noticeably distraught, noticeably upset. She's not necessarily crying, but you can tell her world has been rocked. She passes by me, and my boss says, "Dustin, would you please come in the office?" Well, I get up and I go into his office and I get laid off. And this is the government. Nobody gets fired or laid off from the government, but I did. And this is the reason why I tell the story. So I take that layoff notice and I go back to my desk and I sit there and I realize two things. Number one, I need to find another job. I need to find another way to make money for my family. Really blessed, praise the Lord, to find another job in the same county, a different department, wasn't having the issues. Check. Then the second thing, sitting in that chair, just getting laid off, I realize I need to make sure this never, ever happens to me again. I need to make sure that I will never lose the ability to feed my family again. So right then and there, I realize whenever anybody would ask me the question, we all get this question, what do you do? Well, I would reply, well, I work for the local county government doing IT. Well, I'm projecting out to the world, we all do this, we project out to the world, that our value comes from our job. No, my value does not come from my job. My value comes from myself and from my God and from my family. So right then and there, I started telling every single person that I am an investor instead of working for a job. But it may so happen that 100% of my money comes from my job. That's now my part-time job. I'm a full-time investor. So I'll fast forward the story. Started buying property after property after property, each making me $300, $400, $500, $1,000 a month in passive income. Eventually, I had 30 plus properties. I realized, my goodness, I'm losing money working here. So last part of the story. I went to my new boss, good boss and all. I said, hey, I'm laying you off. And he says, well, Dustin, what are you going to do? You know, we're jokingly. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I invest in real estate. I don't have to do anything. The properties make me money without working. So last part of the story, I would walk to and from my car to my job a mile and a half every day, both ways, because I was too frugal to pay for parking. It was downtown. And I felt like on the last day walking to my car, I felt like I was walking in clouds because I would never, ever need a job again. So everybody listening to this, I know you have a seven-figure agency. For me, I wanted to create generational wealth. I wanted to have money passively coming in. Whether I wanted to build a business, I now had 40 plus hours of my life now to invest in real estate. I now have four other businesses that make me money on top of my real estate because the passive income that I made from my real estate now makes me money. So I don't even have to think about money coming in. Now I just focus so much on building businesses and creating generational wealth, which now I have five kids. I will literally give all these properties to my kids. So I'll pause the story because you probably got plenty of questions.
No, I love that. I love the story, kind of the genesis of this and how it started for you. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, you know, if Dustin could create enough passive income to walk away from his government job, right? And I'm sure income is great, but I'm sure it's not as much income as we all should be producing in our digital marketing agencies. Then there's no excuse that we can't create passive income investing in real estate as well.
Absolutely. No. In fact, I found that, so I've coached thousands of students now. In fact, I'm on a mission to help 1 million people to invest in real estate because it's just more fun. I have plenty of free time. I realize there's only so much golf I can play. There's only so much, you know, weightlifting that I love weightlifting. There's only so much that I can do without helping people. And I realized I need to give. I need to help other people. So now I'm on a mission to help 1 million people invest in real estate. And so I've now coached thousands of students now how to invest in real estate. And what I realize, because when I first started investing, I did it the wrong way. I won't really necessarily need to tell you the wrong way. I can tell you the right way and how to do it. I can coach you through that right now. It'll take me like 5 minutes to walk you through it. But my property manager started stealing from me within 5 months, 6 months at most. And the reason why was because I followed what those quote unquote gurus would tell you, which you buy a property, spend $1,000s to fix up the property, spend $1,000s to buy it, find a tenant, and then hope to find a property manager. Well, I have a lot of people that they come to me and say, Dustin, I followed that. And property managers say they wouldn't manage it because they get shot there. Like, oh, you no longer have an asset. You have a liability now. How much better would it be is if you build a business. Remember, I believe we should stop being investors. We should be business owners that these businesses run themselves because we hire experts that do it. Now, I literally have four other businesses that make me money, but my real estate makes money for me without working because I created a business that I hired experts that make sure I buy the right properties. They tell me how much it would rent for. I know they will manage it before I buy the property. So instead of buying a property and then trying to find somebody to manage it, because the easiest part is buying a property. Hard part is managing it for perpetually to make money and passive income. How much better would it be if you called up a property manager that you've already vetted? They're already part of your business intent, like your experts, the people that you go to. You say, I'm looking to buy. Not, I already bought it. You say, I'm looking to buy this property. And then they tell you they're not going to manage it because they'll get shot there. Then you don't waste your time and money buying it. Instead, they'll say, if it is a good property, how much will it rent for? What's my vacancy factor? What type of clientele am I going to be, you know, and will you manage it? They'll give you all that great information because they're the experts. And when, you know, because I know seven-figure agency, like all these people that are listening to the show, they've got so much other things on their plate. Like they don't have a ton of time. Well, in the end, when you have a business that you built, if you get the right people working in it, then they are the ones that make sure you find and buy the right properties. They're literally going to be sending you the property. I'll say it this way. I get people sending me deals all the time to buy. I also have property managers manage it. I have contractors do all the work. I have inspectors. I have mortgage brokers. I have got private money lenders. I've got all the people in my business. One quick last thing I'll say, because I know you got more questions. One quick last thing I'll say. So I have, a lot of people have heard of the book, The 4-Hour Work Week. You know, the premise of the book is to make your life so you can only work 4 hours a week. Well, my opinion, I think working 4 hours a week is for suckers. I don't even work 4 hours a week. I don't even want to work 4 hours a month. I maybe work 30 minutes a month on all my properties because I have experts doing it. Now, one quick last thing I'll say, I have my property statements. I used to do the work 30 minutes a month. I've taught my 16-year-old who is now doing all that paperwork, and she, it just 2 months ago, bought her first property at 16 years old. Wow. And she hopefully, Lord willing, will keep buying the property after property, but we build a business. And the business has the experts and they make sure we do it right. Does that all make sense?
Makes perfect sense. And I appreciate you kind of breaking that down for us. You know, as entrepreneurs listening to this show, right, as agency owners, most of us have read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, right, with the whole premise of you become a business owner, you create the income so that you can invest in assets that produce income, right? And that's the whole, I mean, you know, in as many words, that's the big thing. And then Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker, similar thing, right? The only way you're going to create true wealth and abundance is if you take your money and you invest it and you create passive income. I think they all have other things, but that's the big picture. For an agency owner that's like super focused on growing their business and they're working 40, 50, maybe 60 hours a week, they've got maybe some cash flow that they could invest, but not a lot of time. What's the best place that you think, you know, an agency owner could get started with real estate investing?
Well, okay, there's a couple different routes. And I'm going to give you the first route is if you wanted to do it yourself and you got a single family home. Now, getting an apartment complex, that would be great, but there's so many more moving parts on an apartment complex. Most likely, every single person listening to your show has already bought a home to live in, you know, a primary residence. It's not that hard. You find a mortgage broker and you find a realtor and you put them together and you buy the property. But with real estate investing, if you buy a single family home, it's very, very similar where you make sure that you have one extra piece. That is where you can manage a property or have somebody else manage a property for longevity. Now, when people have very little time, you can do one of two things. Number one, you could be an active investor. That's what I do. Or you can be a passive investor. I'll give you a quick example. So, being an active investor, I own 30 plus properties. Like I said, my daughter does all the work. The hard part is building the business, which I now coach my students in to do. I even have a done for you program where we literally, like, I'm going to give you my business, my property managers, contractors, mortgage broker. I'm going to give you all that because I've already done it. And so I have a lot of people come to me and say, Dustin, I don't have the time to build this business. Can you help me? I'm like, let me figure it out. So I figured it out and now I just give that. So this is a done for you program. But with the active income, once you have that business built, like I said, I personally don't do any work on my real estate. My daughter does it now because it's that simple, but we hire the experts. So that's active income. You make more money in that way. But here's another way. If you have a little bit extra money where you're saying, you know what, I want to invest. I want to get in the game to get started. That's where you are a limited partner in a deal. Let me give you a quick example. So last year, I bought a 355 unit apartment complex. Now, remember, I'm an investor. So I've been doing this for a long time. And so I have lots of other people that work with me. We raised $12 million. I put my own money in the deal, but I also raised money from other friends and family members and business acquaintances that said, Dustin, I trust you. You know, I've had my podcast, the Master Passive Income Podcast, for my good eight years, like 2016, when it first started, into 2017. And so people have been listening to my podcast, and it's usually a solo show, me just teaching how to do this. Mm-hmm. They say, Dustin, whenever they talk to me, I have been listening to you for so long. I trust you. I want to invest with you. So last year was the first time I brought a 355 unit apartment complex. Usually I just buy it myself, but I said, let's bring other people. If they want to invest with me, they can be a limited partner where they bring the cash and I do all the work. So we got that. It was a $35 million unit property. Then this year, just now, in fact, I'm in the process of buying it. We got this next property, 375 units in Chattanooga, Tennessee, that I, as the active investor, remember there's active and passive. I, as the active investor, found the property, me and my three other partners, we're the general partners. We did and do all the work to make sure we bought it for like 60 cents on the dollar, which is great. We make good cash flow, all that good stuff. But we do also need help. There's only so much money that we have. We need to raise $9 million to buy the property. We're buying it for $25 million, also fixing it up, making the value more. But the limited partner, I've got $2 million from other investors, people that my friends or people that found me on the podcast, whatever it might be, that they say, Dustin, we want you to do all the work. I don't have any time whatsoever, but I have cash. Let me invest in your deal, being the limited partner, where I get the upside on the income. And I also get the upside when we sell or exit the property in 5 years, where we're hopefully doubling their money. So if they put 100 grand in, hopefully with the cash flow over 3 to 4 years and exiting, they're going to get 200 grand out. At least that's the projection. So two different ways, active investing, which if you follow my Done For You program, or you just literally go along the process, you'll have that. But then at the same time, if you said, you know what, I don't even want to do that, I just want to get value from my money, then we have limited partnership where you can invest in the deals that I'm current, because I'm an investor. That's where I make my money. It's through real estate. This is all fun, helping people how to do it.
So good. So you've got those two options, right? Assuming you were to say, hey, you know what, I want to buy some of my own properties. I want to hire a management team and have them do it. Are there places in the country that you can get positive cash flow? Because I know over the years, I've done some investing and had some really negative experiences where we lost a lot of money during the downturn. But like, you know, in Miami, very hard to get positive cash flow. Any suggestions, like, is it even viable, you know, in other parts of the country?
So one thing I love to do with all of my students is give them so many options that whatever their risk tolerances, their goals, their financial situation, time constraints, all that sort of stuff, that I give them so many options that they can figure out what's the best route. Let's say, more than likely your people listening to this, they have more money than time. Mm-hmm. And so if we need to worry about time, then we need more options to do this. Now, also at the same time, the area of the country, let's say Florida, you know, you can't really get good cash flow, especially with long-term. There's more options out there. Let me give you some options. So if you want to invest in Florida, I'm not saying don't at all. In fact, it's a really good market, really, really good market. I personally love Midwest and the Southeast and Florida, still really good properties. But here are some options. So if you're going to buy a property, long-term rent, we can definitely realize we can long-term rent. There's other things like midterm. We get it furnished. We get traveling executives, traveling nurses, people like that, that would want to stay 30, 60, 90 days. They pay more because it's furnished. But at the same time, it's not as much as, like, say, short-term. There's another way. Airbnb, VRBO, short-term property. We're going to make, because you're a lot more because you're renting out per day as opposed to per month or per year. There's also co-living. Remember, these are all options. I'm just giving lots of options. Mm-hmm. Co-living. In fact, man, was it Gen Z is the new generation, like millennials and now Gen Z. So all of them are realizing, I can't afford properties. And so I might have to just live with other people. Well, co-living is actually going to take off. That's another option for us as real estate investors. So what I love to do, let's say somebody comes to me and says, Dustin, I don't even have any money. I'm like, okay, let me give you options. These options, I've literally found 20 different creative financing ways. Let me give you what a creative financing means. Obviously, you could pay cash. That's one. If you had a home equity line of credit, let's say you have a house that you had $200,000 home equity line of credit. And I did this. One of my students, his name's Benjamin. He's a pastor up in Sacramento, doesn't have any money, but he realized eventually I would want to not work and I want to have some investments. Well, I coached him where he had a property back bought 5-10 years ago. So he had equity. We took a home equity line of credit out. He bought a property in Georgia, cash flow with none of his own money, refinanced it, pulled the cash back up, paid off his home equity line of credit. Now he has his property free and clear from his own mortgage, like his own money. But he has a new mortgage, not to say free and clear, but like he has none of his own money in the deal. Mm-hmm. And now that property is making money, passive income, but he has his capital back to buy more properties, which is what he's doing. And private money, I've even used signature loans, seller financing subject to, which is another one that you get to the mortgage. So that's in 20 options that we do with students. How to make money from the property. I just gave you four terrific options to make money. There's other ways too. Let's say time. Oh my goodness, I don't have time. I have the money. I could rent it out. I want to do a short term. Well, I don't have the time to do that. Well, the options would be, how do we make sure that you find the right property? Well, we get other people to find you deals. How do we make sure that we fix it up? Well, we make sure that we have other people fix it up. Then how do we know that we can manage a property? We find other people. When I say other people, I don't just mean Joe Schmo walking down the street. Experts that know what they're doing. Like if I'm going to hire somebody to, or if I'm like, okay, I want to do Facebook ads, or I want to start doing ads in general, I could try to figure it out myself, but how much better if I hired somebody that knew what they were doing, that had results, that can actually do it for me? Well, I'm going to pay some money, of course, but I know I'm not going to be losing money because I'm doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. Same thing with real estate investing. We hire experts, and those experts do all the work for us. Does it all make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Lots of different ways that you can invest, whether you want to invest your time or whether you want to invest your capital, or kind of a mix of both. Thinking about like different places that agency owners could put their money, right? It's like you've got this extra profit that's thrown off of the business. You know, you could put it into 401k, you could put it into stocks and bonds, you could put it into Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. What are some of the benefits in your mind of investing in real estate versus some of those other asset classes?
Oh my goodness. Okay. I'm going to give you six different ways that you make money when you buy one property, just one single family home. I'm going to give you six different ways. So number one, cash flow. We don't buy a home unless it cash flows because we're business owners. You would not buy a candy bar for $2 if you could only sell it for $1. You'll lose money. Same thing with real estate investing. We only buy a property that makes us money in cash flow. So that's number one, cash flow. And I suggest $300, $400, or $500 a month at minimum. We don't want to get to $100 or $50. We want cash flow. So cash flow is number one. Equity capture. When we buy the property, we're investors. We don't pay top dollar for the property. We make sure we buy it lower than it's worth. Give you an example, that 375 unit apartment complex, we're buying it for $62,000 a unit. Every single unit is $62,000. It resells. Current comps are $110,000 because the seller's distressed. They knew we can buy the property. We can close fast. We got a great deal. So we're capturing that much equity. And it's so much money. Then another one, forced appreciation. You fix up the property. You put, you know, new carpet in, new paint, all that sort of stuff. Maybe you put 10 grand into it. It might be worth $30,000 more than you put into it. That's capture, or that you're forcing the appreciation up. And honestly, market appreciation is so amazing. Every 15 years, it's proven real estate doubles in value every 15 years. And that's just money in your pocket if you go and sell it. But I personally don't. I'll just do a tax-free refinance, tax-free loan and buy more properties. That's what I do. But another one, tax benefits. Amazing tax benefits for you as a real estate investor. If you are making money from your business, you must own real estate just to get out of the taxes alone. In fact, the tax code is written so that I must buy more homes so I don't give it to Uncle Sam to waste and squander my money. And so now I have to buy real estate, which makes me more money in the end. Last one, I love this one. So we're buying this new 375 unit apartment complex, $25 million. Well, are we paying that? Like, do I have to get a job? Do we have to get jobs? No. Our rents cover that. So it's called mortgage buy down. If you buy one single family home, let's say you buy it for $200,000, your tenants are putting all that money in to buy down or to pay off your mortgage. Cause I don't pay my mortgage. I don't pay my taxes. I don't pay my property manager. I don't pay for repairs. Like I don't have to get a job to pay for that. I don't have to have a business to pay for that. I account for that expense before I buy the property. So six quick ways: cash flow, equity capture, forced appreciation, market appreciation, tax benefits, and mortgage buy down. And in fact, another great one, I'll make you throw one out there. That's six ways to make money. Imagine going to a banker and say, "Hey banker, I want to borrow money, a loan from you to buy crypto." They'll laugh you out of the office. They'll say, "No way, we're not." But can you do that with real estate? Absolutely. In fact, if you have a business line of credit, I use business line of credits to buy more real estate. That makes me more money and passive income. These are, I mean, I'm just scratching the surface how as a business owner, I am forced to buy more real estate because it saves me money and makes me more money.
Yeah, the tax benefits, you know, most agencies don't have any true assets, right? It's like we work from home, we've got international and virtual teams. And so there's no hard assets to write off, you know, against your tax bill. Well, real estate gives you that opportunity to protect some of the income and some of the profit that's coming out of the business.
Let me add one more thing, Josh. So let's say you're married and you have a spouse that maybe doesn't really necessarily work in the business. You're the big, you know, business person that's where your income comes in. So the IRS looks at you as, okay, this person has this business and let's tax them in this sort of tax bracket. If you have a spouse that can become a real estate professional, tax status, let's say you buy two properties, and that's their sole job is running that business. I kid you not. The tax bracket or tax classification of real estate professional is the best classification you could ever have. And you can have your spouse do this. Let's say they become the classification of the real estate professional. All of the money that you make in your business normally would not be written off in your investing. You can't write it off because it's a different type of expense. When you're a real estate professional, it's all blended together. It's all made so you get so many tax benefits. But I'm literally just scratching the surface of all the amazing things that you can do. Oh, one quick one. Let me give you one more. Let's say you bought an Airbnb. And I just did this. I'll give you my personal example. I bought an Airbnb, $420,000 in Tennessee, and I did a cost segregation study. That means I'm condensing the depreciation down to 3 to 5 years. I am getting $100,000 tax write-off by buying this house. That's going to save me that much. Oh, my goodness, Josh, I'm telling you, if anybody's making extra money, if you're not investing in real estate, you're just throwing money away. This is by far the best way to take your money, create more wealth, but then also even give it to your kids. Like I will literally give these properties to my kids. Like, I don't know if I might've said this, but my daughter just bought her first property at 16 years old. And I'm teaching all five of my kids how to do it.
I love it. That's amazing. Dustin, I want to ask some more questions, but before we get there, if somebody want to learn more about you and Master Passive Income, or just kind of tip their toe into how to invest in real estate, what would be the best way for them to connect?
You could definitely connect with me a couple different ways. Well, number one, if you want to invest in real estate, do you mind if I give everybody just a free course that they can just start digesting?
That'd be amazing. Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. There's even a checklist. There's a walkthrough. Like I show you how to do all this sort of stuff. If you text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, rental to 33777, rental to 33777, I'll show you with this course how to find a property anywhere in the country. And I invest in Texas, Ohio, Arizona, Indiana, and Tennessee. So I'll show you how to invest anywhere in the country. You can even, if you go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course, masterpassiveincome.com/free course, I'll literally give you my course. But you could also find me. I actually have a podcast, the Master Passive Income Podcast, over 2.2 million downloads now. Just love investing and showing people how to invest. You can find me on YouTube, everywhere that you find. Just look up Master Passive Income. One quick last one. I actually really enjoy chatting with people. I'm a very extroverted type of guy. And so I love Instagram because I get DMs. People can comment on my things. You can find me on Instagram, the Dustin Heiner. And Josh, no, I'm not that arrogant being the only Dustin Heiner, but it's the only handle I could come up with. So the Dustin Heiner. Reach out to me on there. That's such a great way for me to give more information on how to invest in real estate.
So good. Lots of great resources. So I want to come back to one of the questions that, you know, is kind of on my mind, which is it like the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the game Monopoly, you know, these were written in the, you know, let's say like the 1990s, maybe even the 1980s. And the whole idea of buy real estate, you know, create passive income, the cost minus the mortgage, you're going to have $100, $200 passive income. Like, does that exist in 2025 or is that a relic of the past? Is it too late for anybody trying to enter this game at this point?
So let me ask you the question. I love this proverb. When's the best time to plant a tree?
Yeah.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
20 years ago. That's the best time to plant a tree. When's the next best time? It's literally today. Now, some people say, well, Dustin, with the economy right now, should I wait to buy real estate? No, we do not wait to buy real estate. We buy real estate and then we wait. Over time, we know values go up, rents go up, all the great things about owning real estate, you do not wait. So that's number one. But number two, on top of that, there's never a bad time to buy properties. There are only bad deals. Let's say it's the best time ever and interest rates are really low, price is really low, you've lots of cash flow. There's still bad deals. You don't buy the bad deals. Right now, interest rates are higher. Prices are higher. You might be thinking, well, Dustin, it's really hard to buy. No, it's not. Because in the end, it's every deal. You look at every single deal. Is the deal a good deal? Where I'm going to be making money in passive income? Am I capturing equity? Can I force appreciate everything we just talked about? Well, in the end, right now, there are amazing deals. In fact, I just told you about a 375 unit apartment complex. We got it appraised. I think it was appraised at like 30 million. We bought it for 25 million. Just on purchase price alone, we are so much better because we bought it lower than it's worth. But when you're looking at, okay, well, Dustin, it's not the best time. No, it's every single second that you are living right now, you should be thinking, now is the best time, because you do not want to be thinking, man, I was listening to Josh's show and this guy Dustin came on, seven figure agency show. And, you know, 20 years from now thinking, oh, I want to retire, but I don't have any money coming in. You don't want to be thinking that 20 years from now, I wish I would have done this. What you want to be thinking, I'm so glad I listened to Josh and listened to his podcast and I took action, building that seven figure agency. And then Dustin investing in real estate, because 20 years from now, you're going to be looking back and say, I'm so glad, even though I was concerned, I was worried, I now have 20 years of my life building up this entire business that I will give to my kids, but now I don't even have to work anymore because I have so many properties making me money.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. Powerful share. I love those proverbs that you said. And you know, they say that the formula for financial freedom is when your passive income exceeds your living expenses. Do you still find that to be true? Like, is that achievable in today's environment?
It's 100% achievable. In fact, one of my students in 4 years, he went from zero to 29 properties, 29 units, and making him cash flow. And he is from the Bahamas. He came over here as a college student and just started investing with me. I started coaching him how to do this. Now he has 29 units. This is just one of many, many students. Now you're 100% right. Financial freedom is when you have income coming in that exceeds your expenses. I personally found that if I bought one property that made me $500 a month in passive income, that's $6,000 a year. That's a lot of money. And then if I just multiply that out, let's say somebody's saying, well, Dustin, I want to be more active and I want to scale my business. I have 30 plus properties now, almost 1,000 rental apartment complexes, units. I have hotels that I invest in. And so all these properties make me money. But if you bought one property that made you $500 a month, that's $6,000 a year. 10 properties, that's $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year. 20 properties, that is $120,000 a year in passive income. And what it comes down to, here's the number one thing that I'm going to share with you. In order to get there, it's called scaling. And your audience knows this. They understand the idea of scaling. When you're an investor, you become a mom and pop where you just, you know, you buy two or three properties, you start managing yourself. You're like, oh, it's so much work. I don't have any extra time. Instead of that, you need to stop being an investor and start being a business owner. Mm-hmm. When you're a business owner, you have the systems, procedures, processes, and people in place to scale your business. Now, like I said, I have 30 plus properties now, just single family homes, let alone the apartment complexes and hotels. When you have the experts that are helping you, doing it the work for you, that's how you then can scale. because when you scale, you start making more money, which forces you to buy more properties because of taxes. And then you make more money, which forces you to buy more properties. It's such a beautiful way to continually grow your wealth.
So good. So passive income exceeds expenses is the path to financial freedom. There's a lot of ways to potentially get there. Running a business, you know, is one of them. Investing in real estate, ideally, if you build it the way Dustin is saying here, where you've got a team, you're not doing it yourself, but you've got a team that's facilitating the process, it's achievable, even in today's environment, even in today's market. For somebody that's just getting started, right, and you're looking at this as an opportunity, and let's say the goal really is, I want a six-figure income passive, and I want the asset value of the real estate that I can borrow against, that I can, you know, give to my family and generational wealth. Is the best first step then buying single family or small multifamily, or trying to do syndicated deals where you're like a partial investor? What are your thoughts on that and kind of looking at the paths?
Totally. By far, it is being your own investor. So if you go into and invest in one of my deals, the 375 unit apartment complex, we're going to exit in 5 years. Like, that's the goal, is to exit. Now, my 30 plus rental properties, the short-term, mid-term, long-term properties, I don't plan on exiting those. In fact, when I sell those properties, in fact, I never sell anymore, especially single family homes, never sell. Because if I want that equity, I just do a cash out tax-free loan to buy more real estate. But when you invest in like an apartment complex, we invest to then make a lot of money in 5 years. But then you have to do it over again, which is, you know, it's just another more work to find the next property. When you do single family homes, or let's say small residential, four units and below, you get the best terms in mortgages possible. 30-year fixed loans that after 30 years, they're paid off and you have free and clear properties. So if I were in somebody's shoes that had the exact same scenario as you said, I want financial freedom and I want generational wealth, it would not be investing in apartment complexes personally. Other people might disagree. I just know when I get into apartment complex, we're going to get out and I got to do it over again. Same thing if you're flipping a house. You're going to make a decent amount of money, let's say $50,000, $60,000, whatever it's going to be, but you got to do it again. And you get taxed like the 40% of it. How much better is if you bought a single family home that made you, let's say, $6,000 a year in passive income, and then after a couple of years, you refinanced, pulled the cash back out tax-free to buy more real estate. In fact, I took $15,000. When I first got married in 2006, it was my wife's money. I wasn't taught to save. I took her money. But I bought that first property, but then I recycled that money over and over and over again. And every penny that I made in passive income, I put back into the next property. Now with 30 plus properties, all these, you know, everything that I have, now I just literally can't stop making money because, like I said, the taxes are making me buy more properties, which makes me more in real estate. But if somebody were to get started, I want generational wealth. I want cash flow, and I want to be able to use the equity. Residential, four units and below, by far is the absolute best way, in my opinion, to do it.
So good. Well, guys, kind of in recapping here, the reason I wanted Dustin on, right, is I wanted to make sure, you know, as you're building your agency and you're creating great profitability, let's say you're going to seven figures, multiple seven figures, the business throws off $500,000 to $1 million a year in profit. First of all, we want to protect ourselves from taxes, right? We want to make sure that it's not 40% going to tax, but we're, you know, investing that money in a way that protects us from having to pay all of that to Uncle Sam. Secondly, is the reason we run our businesses is so we can have, yes, some freedom and we can kind of build the income that we want, but it's also so that we can create wealth. And the only way that we create wealth is by taking the profits, right, and investing a portion of that into assets that have hard value, that are going to increase in value, hopefully over time, and then turn that into passive income that exceeds our personal expenses, right? That's the formula for true financial freedom. That's the formula for wealth and abundance. And so, Dustin, thank you so much for coming on and for sharing that with us today. Guys, if you want to connect with Dustin, because he's the expert in this, he's taught a lot of people how to do it. He can teach people that basically are working a job how to convert their income into passive income. He can teach you how to take literally hundreds of thousands of dollars that you have in profitability and shift that into passive income. And so again, Dustin, just tell us again the best place to connect with you, easiest place to go to get that free course.
Yeah. If you go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course, or if you text the word rental to 33777, you can, like I said, my podcast, it's literally a solo show where I'm just coaching people how to do this because it's fun for me. I find that the more people that I serve in my life, the more money they make and the more money I make. It's just the best way to do it. But again, Instagram is also really, really fun. The Dustin Heiner, send me a DM. Love to chat with you. Loved, especially if they're coming from you, Josh. They're more than likely realizing that, you know, a business we can create, but man, I also want to protect everything that I've created. And I also want to be able to pass it down. Oh, one quick, man, I'll give you another great thing that you can do when you're a real estate investor. Let's say you bought a house and you bought it for, let's $200,000. Well, in 30 years, more than likely it's going to double twice. It might be $600,000. Well, when you give that to your children, they get it in a stepped up basis, which means you bought it for $200,000. If you sold it for $600, you're going to get taxed on that $400,000. Well, instead, you gave it to your kids at $600,000 valuation. That's their new valuation. So if they sell it for $600,000, they're not paying any taxes on that. That 400 grand, or hopefully it's 30 years, it's paid off. That's 600 grand. They're not getting any tax basis on it because it's now raised up. So I'm just scratching this. There's so many great things. I mean, I just can't stop. There's so many great things about real estate investing. So your audience, and especially everybody who's, if you have a business, we need to store that so that you then give it to the next generation.
So good. So many great insights here. Dustin, I appreciate you. I appreciate your passion for this topic. I love the fact that you're not just somebody talking about it, but you've actually done this, you've lived it, and you're exhibiting the whole concept of learn, do, teach, right? You learned how to do something, you did it, right? And you've got the, you know, massive passive income and wealth, and now you're teaching, right? And that's where true mastery comes from, and you're giving back because you figured out what worked well for you. So thanks for coming on today. Thanks for sharing. Thanks what you do to support aspiring and successful real estate investors. And for those of you listening, thanks for being on here. Be sure to check out Dustin to learn more, and we'll take it from there. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Josh.